Get up and run, get up and run, it's the jingle. Get up, run, run. Get up and run, get up and run, get up and run, get up! Currently walking down next to the park from my hotel, the Eurostars, in Berlin city centre towards the Intercontinental, which is where the media and press accreditation is for the Berlin Marathon, which is on Sunday. It's now Friday. You've heard earlier on in the episode, I've come out to surprise my friends Hugh and Fiona, but I decided on Thursday night to contact them to let them know that I was going to Berlin, just in case I completely missed them. So they were on the same flight going out. I'm returning on Monday, day before them, on EasyJet. It's not letting me book any more luggage, which is a slight problem, but we'll get back to that. Let's just get back to running. Berlin, first impressions, were predominantly trail, ultramarathon, off-road on this podcast, Get Up and Run. However, if you want a flat place to run, Berlin. Everywhere. I haven't seen a sugar lump. It's that flat. I'm staying in the Eurostar Hotel. Look it up. Especially if you're a train spotter. Room 614 was my original room. However, it overlooked the Berlin International Railway Station, which let in a lot of the noise. And the trains run every 3 minutes 17 seconds. Just a little break in between the industrial sounding aircon. So I've moved from there. I thought I'd be old fashioned and try and sleep in the bed. So there we are. Anyway, so I'm walking down. I am geeking. There's lots of people going for their little run out. Adidas is prevalent. There's a road shoe. You've also got a lot with axes. Hockers, few and far between. But I don't feel like a fish out of water, but it is a whole new world. There is a huge difference between road runners and trail runners, but equally there's definitely so much fun to be had by them all, obviously. So there's 45,000 runners coming to Berlin, and they're from all over the world. There's lots of international tour companies that have specific marathons. You know, you've got the classic marathons, Boston, London, here, can't think of any more, but I'm learning. So they do trips, guaranteed entries and stuff like that. I might get somebody from one of those tours on the show so we can find out a bit more. But yeah, I think it's an incredible place. First vibes of Berlin city centre, you're right next to a river, and my only sort of reference point to that is the hundreds of times I've been in Dublin. It's got a little feel of Dublin, apart from the kebab houses. There's loads of kebab houses. Kebabs for breakfast, kebabs for afternoon, kebabs for evening, nice bit of greasy protein. Just looking at their shoes. Nike Alpha Fly. Jesus Christ. There's quite a few people on these scooters. You can hire a scooter, obviously. Health and safety for the people of Germany. I haven't hired one, but you can hire bikes, scooters. What's this guy wearing? Yeah, he's got the Axis. I always never know how to say that correctly. You like Tomodo? Tomodo? Tomato? Tomato? I'm always not quite sure how to actually pronounce Axis. to the people of Axis, I do apologise. So, my hotel is nowhere near the media centre. However, it is about half a mile away from the Battenberg Gate, which is where the finishers are going to be coming in on Sunday. There is an incredible field of runners, women's and men's. I think the rain, I'm just going to try and get a bit technical. I think the rain today might help by Sunday for the air. Okay, that's what I think. Looking back on when Capocci did his sub 2 hour Nike run, that was a misty, drizzly day. I just think you suck in air a bit more whenever it's a bit wet. Is it? Take shorter breaths? Right in, let me know. Do you take shorter breaths? Do you breathe differently whenever it's sunny to whenever it's rainy? Or raining, as the proper wording for weather is. Just checking out this. It's very hard to look at people on the sly. You give them like a side eye. Got a pair of hockers on. So yeah, I'm giving people the side eye. So just imagine if you were having a lovely day in Berlin and then there's a man with a big rucksack and you walk past him, giving you a side eye, looking at your shoes and smiling like a complete weirdo. Well, that's me. I'll catch up with you later on. I might put background music to this one just to weave in with the sound of the traffic. Oh, hang on. Don't go anywhere. There's a guy running towards me with shoes. And if I guess the shoes on everything that I've seen so far, I'm going by his pace, I'd say he's going to be a Nike. Hang on a minute. Just going to give him a sly eye. His feet were going too fast, couldn't tell. Drat. Now, the lovely thing about this park is you go past these various sculptures. I'm next to the Richard Wagner Denkmal. Amazing bit of marble work. I'm just gonna. Now we, you know, I've arrived in Berlin with my travelling tash, which is a bit of a Magnum PI, full blown, big hairy, dropped eyebrow effect. But you don't get any Abraham Lincoln beards anymore on the running world. Not that we ever have. But yeah, why did they sort of like become unpopular or out of trend sort of thing? Just like the beehive hair. I'm talking rubbish. I need a brew in a bit. My pillow. It's not my pillow, is it? It's the hotel's pillow. I don't always say my whenever I go to hotel. I'm back. I'm back at the hotel in Berlin. I arrived, ladies and gentlemen, at the media hotel, the Intercontinental in Germany, Berlin. There was a conference going on. Lots of very dapper people there. I said, can I get my media accreditation stuff? Upstairs I went. Got like a bib, got like a, it's like a badge with a sort of thing you put around your neck. You pay a €20 deposit for your bib. I'm not going to take it back. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep it like some sort of hobby man that I am. Anyway, so they've got the layout is incredible for the photographers, podcasters,
writers, journalists. It's incredible. And there was a fridge with fizzy apple juice. So I zoomed in on that. Anyway, I asked if there was a press conference, and the press conference was going on for the wheelchair athletes and the male elites downstairs, ground floor. So off I went, bumped into the World Athletics CEO. Is he the CEO? I don't know. But he said, it's really packed in there, Hugh. So I just went in. Anyway, they were chatting away. And I was having a little look for seats, because there's a lot of people standing, but there was a few empty seats. And I thought, so I was walking backwards and forwards, had somebody's coat on or a laptop, so I was going back, stood next to the Berlin mascot for a while, looked how big his shoes were. He was wearing Adidas. The poor chap that was inside the mascot, you know, whenever you commit to something like an ultra run or, you know, like a multi-stage race, imagine going, yeah, I'll help at the Berlin Marathon, right? We just want you to sit in a press conference in a big woolly mascot suit. What? Is that it? Yeah. Okay, then. So he was there. Anyway, I found a seat. And then I'm going to be completely honest with you all here. You know, back to the front, like getting up in the middle of the night to start your day, or eating your breakfast for supper, or thanking everybody for a lovely time whenever you're entering the house of a dinner party. Well, I was sat just listening to the German elite runners, and there wasn't any announcement or anything, but my back and then my arms had this wave of goosebumps, you know, like almost as if how you'd feel after listening to music, you know, a lovely piece of music, or after you've watched the film and it finishes and you've got that feel-good feeling before the film happens. And then in walked to my side in his orange tracksuit, a lot shorter than what I thought he was Iliad the GOAT. And I was like, oh my word. And it went really quiet. You know, we got cameras, got, you know, before that the photos were clicking, clicking, clicking. The only thing you could hear, you might be able to hear it now because I'm in a quiet room in the hotel, was the ticking of my heart. Tick, tick, tick. There was silence. I think it's only Muhammad Ali or Pelé that has captivated me. TV, radio, video. Seeing him in real life was something else. So calm. These elite athletes, I've noticed with the Jim Walmsley over in the UTMB, Courtney Dullwater, when they walk past you, they don't make a sound. You know, your feet have to make a noise. It's like, you know, whenever you wave goodbye at someone, that's how loud their feet are. And he just sort of floated in, and then he sat down. Lots of people asking him various questions, and he was just so calm. One of the standout statements, I'm probably going to get the wrong way around, he's go, they're asking him about the race, different training, and he was saying, I'm just here for a wonderful time. You know what I mean? I'm just here for a wonderful time. Brilliant. Brilliant. And I'm just here for a wonderful time. And you can put that to anything, okay? Making toast, having a poop, making a cup of tea, shopping. You know, the big Asda shop. Or walking home from the shop as the bags cut through your fingers. I'm just here for a wonderful time. If you put I'm just here for a wonderful time to the shit bits, the wonderful time takes over. I like that. Wonderment rather than worry. Anyway, so that was that. So tomorrow, meeting up with Hugh and Fiona, we're going to go to the Berlin Olympic Stadium. I'm going to watch loads of YouTube about them. Jesse Owens, another hero of mine. Just, you know what I mean? Hitler was in the middle of trying to take over the world, and Jesse Owens just put it in fifth gear, flew, did his business. So we're going to have a look at that stadium. I've only been to one Olympic stadium before, and that was the Los Angeles stadium. And what I'm interested to see, if you've never been to Olympic Stadium, the track is very bouncy. I think that's why they wear spikes, just to keep them from floating off up into the air, because it's so bouncy. So I'm just going to see how bouncy the track is compared to the 1984 one of Los Angeles. So that's what I'm thinking about at the moment, is sat in my pants thinking, how bouncy is that track going to be? So yeah, for any of you that aren't on Facebook, because I do get up live for Facebook, lovely hotel, the Eurostars Hotel are predominantly Spanish, which was brilliant. I thought, it's got a really good Spanish feel to it. It's because it's a Spanish hotel. And the location is really close to the train station, which is ideal for getting back to the airport. And I booked in, and I was in room 614. Now, if you're a train spotter, or if you've got any friends that are train spotters, room 614 in Eurostar, France, where am I? Germany, is the place to be. However, it's for a niche market. So if you've got friends who are nighttime, early morning train spotters, then that's the place for them. Because every 3:17 was when the trains were coming in and out. And then the trains have a break between 1 o'clock in the morning and 4 o'clock in the morning. But that's whenever you can take on board the full sounds of the industrial sounding air conditioner that was in my room. So I've asked nicely, and I'm now in another room, which is very quiet indeed, sort of thing. Because I like sleep. I'm a fan of it. I'm very good at it. I'm going to have a little snooze now this afternoon before I go for a little mosey. And another top tip, if you are travelling, don't get in the taxi with John from Now Cars, because although he's a very pleasant young man, for 3 miles, he charged me €17.90. It wasn't like in a horse and carriage, or I got to drive the taxi. It was just £17.90. And he wasn't really chatty. I didn't even feel like talking to him about the Marathon des Sables. Like, I like to ice break with people that have never met me before. Like, talk to myself for their entire time that they're with me. So yeah, that was it. So yeah, anyway, Berlin, what a place. I'm really starting to like it. Well, I didn't like it before, but I'm seeing more and more. They've got some really cool architecture. There's a big famous roundabout for all you culture vultures who probably know what it's called. You know what it's called, but I don't. It's just it's got this big sort of thing that's gold and with wings and like a spear. Shit at English. You just get off Christine Evans. Cute. You can't just say things are nice. What? Yeah, you've said John had a nice bag and went for a nice walk with his nice friends to the nice park. Okay, sorry, miss. And there we are. Right, I'm going to go now. I'm going to find some more information about running. You can tell my content's a bit weak, can't you? You can tell that I am like a fish out of water with talking about stuff about on the road. Oh, apart from the greatest runner of all time ever. Yeah, I'm treading water. I'm geeked. I'm on the move from one of the, I'm just going to tell you, you know when you just got wonderful life things? Well, I'm wonderful lifing my my alternative foot use of a sock. One of my socks went missing from the journey from room 614 to where I am now. So I'm just wearing one sock. I'm all alternating it so the trainers don't smell. And I'm going to go out later and look for a sports shop or a sock shop. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Right, I'm going now. See ya. 6:48, 5:48 in my farm in Wales. I'm procrastinating, ladies and gentlemen. Fucking, I've got up and I've started to procrastinate. I've got my bib on. I'm number 345 in the press team. I've also got my little badge. Get up and run. I'm just going to go downstairs because I know if I go for breakfast and then come back up, I'll do even more just sitting about. So I'm just going downstairs. So I need to get off this, and next time I speak here, I'm going to be outdoors with 40,000 runners, because that's how we roll. Yeah. Even the breakfast buffet in the hotel is fast today. Every full kit, every walking around, every eating determinedly. If you can be determined eating breakfast, this is the place to come. There's some PBs around the toasting machine. There's people just throwing smashed avocados on their plate. There's some relaxing and waiting for bread to toast twice. I'm getting excited. I'm going to tuck into my food because I need to leave the hotel and make a bit more of a podcast there. Bye. And before you know it, you're in with the crowds coming into the Battenberg Gate. It's the first time I've seen it. Up close, very impressive. Pretty smart, as smart things go. Angel on the chariot of four horses. Big spear. And an eagle at the top, looking down towards the run-in. Not a mountain in sight. Right, I'm going to have a word with the stewards now to get to the finish line. Loads of international play people. Oh, right, by the way, I've seen the Berlin Marathon car, which is brilliant, 100% electric, really smart, and I've obviously took my photo with it. I'm going to ask if I can go in and have a photo inside it. Just got to get up off the driver of the timing car. That's enough geeking for me. I'm with the runners walking towards. I want the finishing line, so I'm going to have a word with the stewards to ask if I can get in. There's a guy with a log. There's a guy about to run in a good pair of shoes and a log. What's that about? Right, I'm going to see how to get in and about now. Bye. I've met the stewards to go into the marathon area. What's your name?
My name?
Yeah.
Osama.
Osama. Is it?
Yeah.
I like it. What's your name?
Ahmed.
And your name? Ave. Hey, how are you doing? And we go for happy hour later?
Okay.
Yeah, good stuff. What time are you working till today?
18:30, 6:30.
Oh, cool. And then
you finish. And
Murphy's Bar. Yeah. Hey, thanks very much, guys. Take it easy. Got to hand it to the marshals. I've just gone through to the media part of the finish line. And these lads, they're local, they're up for it. They go, have you got any drugs? I went, no. He goes, can you get some? He goes, you got a knife? You got a big dick? They're all getting a bit personal. But yeah, they're my new friends, and I'm going to meet them in happy hour in in Murphy's Bar. I don't know. I'm not going to hang out with some. Oh, there's a shop. Too late. Seen a shop. Let's get some merch. The vibes are cool. I'm at the actual finish line. This is pretty cool.
there's already photographers. Is there? Where is the finish line? Ah, right, okay. Awesome, what a place. This is cool. I'm on the road, so I'm underneath the Battenberg gate, as if it's looking down towards the finish line. It's pretty exciting. It's very exciting. I'm going to find a place to stand, sit with the rest of the media team. I'm going to make sure I'm on the right side of the road for a toilet, but this is something else. 45 minutes out from the start time, I'm stood right behind the finish line where the runners are coming into. I'm working out where to place myself, and I think after the finish line rather than before, I can capture some great photos of the runners when they come through, that moment of job done, it's arrived, months, years of training, maybe the only marathon they'll ever do, world championships, fastest for times. That's what I'm about. I just love the finish. There's a few police walking around because there's been a report that there's potentially going to be a protest. Don't know who that's going to be from. So, yeah, there is a bit of a breeze. Going back to running-wise, there's a bit of a breeze. You can see it on the trees a little bit. Nothing much, just a bit of shuffling of leaves. It's dry, it's light, but yeah, there is a bit of a breeze. Headwind, sidewind. Got more police force coming in now. There's a dog, bless it, little poodle. Police poodle. Great stuff. So yeah, I think if there is going to be any sort of protest, it's going to be brief. I'm just looking for a big screen where I can actually watch the race before they arrive. I've got everybody on trackers, but it's just, I think coming from hills and trails and stuff, the flatness is so apparent for people that want to do a marathon race and also visit an incredible city. Just come to Berlin. Hats down, apply, race here. So much to see and do, but the course, you're gonna fly. You're gonna fly around. Right. Gonna find complete strangers to talk at.
It's
1 hour 58
into the race. Gabachi is leading.
It's going to be so close to sub 2 hour one. He's flying along. I'm in the media pit. And it is getting a little bit wild here. There's about 100 photographers. I'm going to get everything ready to start filming in a bit. He's just about to come around the corner and it's going to go absolutely mental. This is what it's about. They're pulling out the finishing line. Oh, here he comes. I'm going to start to take my pictures.
Well, that was all very exciting, wasn't it? And I forgot everybody's name who won. Or was first, second or third, because they were running on tarmac. Eliud Kipchoge, brilliant. Women's, amazing. 2 hours, 11 minutes, 15 seconds. Or 2 hours, 15 minutes, 11 seconds. But it was all about the shoe, wasn't it? All about the new Adidas shoe that is one use. You can only wear it for one race. Do you know what I was thinking? How about one races? What do you mean? Well, say London Marathon, just have a London Marathon, then they never do a London Marathon again. Anyway, I've just listened back. I've left quite a lot out of that. So I'm just going to... That's my dog in the background. Izzy, I'm recording. She's seen some magpies in the garden, and she wants to go and play with them, but she can't. Izzy, back it in. You can hear her now. That's my dog walking backwards and forwards on sand. So, yeah, let's talk. My friends, hang on a minute. I'm just going to pause it. Izzy, you can go into your bed. Dossie the Gweller. Good girl. Dossie the Gweller is go to bed in Welsh. Just in case any of you cop off with somebody from Wales, or you're in a bar and you think, I want to impress this Welsh person, you just say, Dossie Gweller. Efo fi, which means go to bed with me. Anyway, this isn't a language podcast. There's loads of other language podcasts for you to listen to. This is a podcast about running, when I've dipped my toe briefly into tarmac. Obviously, I won't be doing that again, because there's lots of tarmac. No, anyway, the reason I went was to watch and cheer on my friends Hugh Morgan and Fiona Morgan, who were fundraising as part of their year-long campaign to raise minis for Neuroendocrine Cancer UK, which is a cancer charity which just relies on funding from the general public. It's also the cancer that I've got. So I had to go and see them in. So, right, obviously, afterwards, they went for a few beers. Hugh, my good friend who hadn't, and won't mind me telling the story, hadn't had alcohol for a while. He had a couple of Kilkennys. And then when we were going back to the train station to go on our merry little way to various hotels, we had to go into what's called fresh air. And if any of you have ever had a drink and going into fresh air, the fresh air sniper can get you. So he was on the escalator in the train station, and he put his hand on the wall next to the escalator. Now, the wall doesn't actually move up with you whenever you are on an escalator. It stays, because it's a wall, that's its job. It stays straight and silent. And he was going forwards, but also going backwards at the same time as his hand was still on the wall. But I caught his leg. But that was very, very, very funny. As a flat marathon, highly recommend it. The hospitality is fantastic. The only one issue was the water stations were just on one side of the road. So rather than being on two sides, people had to like veer in and veer out. Obviously, if you're the first 10 in the race, then it isn't a problem, because you've got nobody to pass or to walk over. But that is a tiny, tiny thing on the grand scheme of things. So as a marathon, I'd give it a 10. Go and do a flat marathon. Berlin is a country, as a city, loads of hotels, fantastic and very cheap public transport, lots of things to see and do. You know, you're submerged with all the history of the place. It's very, very interesting. We went up to the Olympic Stadium, where Jesse Owens just rocked it all out whenever Hitler was trying to propaganda the whole place. They wouldn't let us on the track, though. They wouldn't let us on the track. We tried. Gosh, we tried. We went in, out, shake it all about, up and down the various lines, but we were stopped by people. But if you want to have a look at a big, sturdy old stadium, take yourself there. We didn't book the guided trip. We just Googled stuff when we were there. There's a funny incident as well. Whenever we were at the Olympic Stadium, the cafe door was closed, but it was open, and all three of the staff were sat round the corner, away from customers. You know, I don't know if any of you have worked in the customer service world whenever you were a youngster, or maybe just passing through as a career tourist, and you didn't want to serve customers while they were doing that, and they may have been smoking ganja, because they got very confused whenever I was just asking them a simple question. Obviously, if there's anybody listening from the Olympic Stadium or the German Olympics or anybody to do with Customer Service International Berlin, this is just my view, and legally I'm not bound to continue talking about it, because I've just realised that I could legally be now put in a German cell because of international customer service laws. Drat. Talking about avoiding customers, I'll just give you a quick little tour. You're probably thinking, hey, what's this got to do with running? Well, it's a podcast. It's there for stories. This was about... I've got a lot of people that listen to this to fall asleep. I've got a lot of people that listen to this and fall asleep without them realising they've switched it on to fall asleep. This is, obviously, if you're driving, don't listen to this podcast, because you possibly will get bored shitless at the start, medium, or at the end. Anyway, so I used to work for the electricity board, which was called Manweb in North Wales. It's now Scottish Power, so I think I'm free to talk about any tomfoolery, I think the word is, that occurred whenever I used to work in the showroom. Got to remember, I was 20 years old, had no interest in selling fridge freezers. I was just there for money, or in fact, just some warmth and people to speak to. When we used to have these big windows, and when we used to see people coming in to buy things, we used to, myself, Gavin, and Riz Peters, we used to lie down in chest freezers, because we used to sell chest freezers. We used to lie down in chest freezers and close the door and hold the door above our heads so they'd think there was nobody in the shop. It was a bit of high drama, because you didn't want to be popping your head out of the chest freezer whilst there'd be somebody in the shop. So we used to just sometimes stay in there for a good while. This was pre-mobile phones, so we were able to text each other to see if it was safe. It was all done in adrenaline shop kind of way. I've got another story where I knocked out a pensioner by mistake who was looking at the bottom half of a fridge freezer, but I'm not quite sure if I can talk about that, if it did actually go to court and they claimed against the company. Anyway, so back to running. This is what happens, you see. Whenever I've got to talk about tarmac, I drift. You notice there, I'm padding it out with stuff that has got nothing really to do with tarmac. So marathon runners, I love you. I think you're lovely people. I've run on tarmac myself previously. But I'm going to be talking back about the trails very soon. Right then. This episode was brought to you all by the Pentland Ultras. Welsh Coastal Classic Ultras. You're going, hey, what's that about? It's the new routes, the Pentland Ultras. New routes which are starting. You've got the 100 that starts in Llanfairpwllgwyngyllgogerychwyrn, as well as solos, there's pairs, there's two sleep stops, there's more aid stations, all along the coastal path round to Aberach Sands. The 100, and then you've got the 75, that starts in the shadows of the Carnarvon Castle on the Friday evening. And then you've got the 50, which is going to be really exciting. We've extended the cut-offs for all of them. This one starts at 10 o'clock at night. So rather than people finishing in the middle of the night, we start you in the middle of the night where the daybreak is very early. And especially the moon that we've got as well is going to be three quarters full when they're running around the coastal path. It's going to be all walking, because we've extended the cut-off times. So it's going to be pretty special. All this on the Llyn Peninsula. If you've never been, It's where Mother Nature goes on holiday. It's beautiful. A lot of people think that North Wales goes up and stops at Eryri mountain range, but we go all the way around and it is beautiful. Beautiful. So Google Pentland Ultras and then sign up and come and say hi and stop me talking about hiding in fridge freezers. Cut up. See ya.